Hello, and
it's Halloween, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. On today's show, I have a very special guest. Do you want to say hello?
Yeah. Hey.
Introduce yourself. Who are you?
Lucy Millman, also a WMFO member. Yes.
Also a WMFO big dog. We got music director in the house. We got the music director of WMFO on Epic Moth Time right now. It's a historic moment.
I just wish I could be the events and booking coordinator.
Allie is also present in the studio.
I am.
It's a night to remember. We've got some WMFO big dogs in the studio tonight. Also, Lucy is one of my oldest, bestest friends from Tufts, so it's kind of a historic moment for us, considering the fact we've never been on each other's shows before, until right now. So get excited for an epic show. The first song I'm going to play is very topical. It's Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers, because it's literally Halloween.
Go all night. I used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be anything. Oh, come on, man, we can be
can be any.
whatever you want.
Hi.
We're back. Yeah. That was Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers, because it's Halloween. Lucy, what were you for Halloween? Or what are you for Halloween?
Which night?
Any night. Just tell me your Halloween costume.
I was a mailman.
Wow.
One night.
Incredible.
And then I was... I was a carpenter.
Word. Very utilitarian.
Just very career-oriented. and then the third night... I was like a barbecue dad.
Like Hanukkah.
Yes, but then I had a little apron that said, kiss the cook.
Oh, wow.
But then somebody at a party went, has anyone kissed the cook? And I went, and I don't think it was a come on, but I went, no, and they're not going to.
Oof. Dang. Those sound amazing. And I saw you in most of them, and you looked amazing.
And what about you? I also saw you in many costumes and thought, wow, that's a good looking Danzo. They look pretty great.
Why, thanks. Let's see. I was a... I was Kim Possible.
Oh, yes, of course.
And I was a strawberry, and I was, myself, which I think was the best costume. I just wore everything that, I love and looked a little crazy, and everyone was like, who are you? Are you Frida Kahlo? Are you a hippie? And I was like, nope, I'm just myself. Yeah. And with that, we've got Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine. Please enjoy.
I love this song.
Regrets collect like old friends, here to relive your darkest moments. I can see no way. And all of the ghouls come out to play. And every demon wants his pound of flesh, but I like to keep some things to myself. I like to keep my issues drawn. It's always darkest before the dawn, and I've been a fool.
Sorry, I just kicked something on accident. Hi, we're back. That was Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine. Any thoughts, Lucy?
Heck yeah.
We got one heck yeah.
Two heck yeahs.
Two heck yeahs.
And a third heck yeah.
Three heck yeahs. Woo. Wow. And a woo. Yeah. Cool.
Heck yeah.
Up next, we've got another fun song. It's Don't Wanna Be Your Girl by Wet. Enjoy.
Whoa. Heck yeah.
Just wanna see your face at home, home, home. You can't do me right, so I decide that just wanna see you up and out, out of the door.
That was Don't Wanna Be Your Girl by Wet. Lucy says, yeah! Up next, we've got Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks, followed by Don't Delete the Kisses by Wolf Alice, and then followed by Cherry Wine Live by Hozier. The reason I'm introducing these songs right now and not just doing it before and after them is because me and Lucy are going to draw on the ceiling and need a considerable chunk of time. So that's that on that. Please enjoy the next three songs, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye!
Just like the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the white winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing. Yeah. Sing it and come away.
eyes and words are so icy. Oh, but she burns like rum on a fire. Hard and fast and angry as she can be, I walk my days on a wire. It looks ugly, but it's clean. Oh, mama, don't fuss over me. The way she tells me I'm hers and she is mine. Open hand or closed fist, so I'd be fine. The blood is rare and sweet as cherry wine. Calls of guilty thrown at me. She stains the sheets of some other. Thrown at me so powerfully, just like she throws with the arm of her brother. But I want it, it's a crime that she's not around most of the time. The way she shows me I'm hers and she's mine. Open hand or closed fist would be fine. Blood is red and sweet as cherry wine.
A pretty long hiatus, especially on my show, because I introduced every song, lol. But yeah, we drew some cool stuff on the ceiling. Should we tell the people or keep it a secret?
Up to you.
We'll keep it a secret.
For now.
Yeah. If you're ever in the WMFO studio, look on up. The ceiling. Yeah, look up.
Off your phones, screenagers.
Yeah, look up. Little guys.
Look up, smell the roses, why don't you?
Yeah, why don't you? Lucy, you want to introduce the next song?
Yeah, I don't know this song super well, but today on the show that was happened after mine, these two girls played it on their show, and I thought it sounded kind of cool. And I couldn't really hear a lot of it, like the lyrics, but there is a lyric I think I heard, maybe I am wrong, that I thought sounded really cool, but it was like, And I don't like endings or something like that, but I always like the start. There's something weird like that. I'll hear it again, hopefully, and then I'll know what it is, and then maybe I'll say something more about it after the song plays. But it sounded kind of cool.
Cool. And, yeah, do you want to tell us the title at all? And
yes, who's no, it, who I
it's
don't.
By?
It's,
Lucy!
It's Jumper by Corden. Corden spelled like a tennis court.
Interesting. Not okay, lucky. I've never heard this song, so let's hear it. This is Jumper by Cording. Jumper by Cording. Yes. I did like it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, me too.
Before I play the next song, I have a few questions for Lucy and a very special part of the show.
Let's do it.
I'm pretty sure some of you know what's coming.
Also, I don't see your name on it, I think.
Oh.
I'm on the sheet that says, what's your favorite song?
Lucy wants to know my favorite song.
Well, what's your favorite song recently?
What's my favorite song?
You haven't added it to the list.
Okay, I'll add it to the list. I don't even know what my favorite song is. Probably, I'd say, Cherry Colored Funk, but that's, like, a classic.
It doesn't have to be old time. Just, like, what have you been listening to?
What have I been listening to? I don't know. Like, Angels by Adrian Lenker? Not my favorite song, but a really good song, if I do say so myself.
How do you spell Adrian Lenker?
A-D-R-I-A-N-N-E. Yeah. Adrian Linker.
And the Linker part.
L-E-N-K-E-R. Adrian Linker.
Okay, sweet. I wasn't sure if it was like Linker.
Hey, I'm asking the questions here. I'm asking the questions. What's your favorite thing about Halloween? And do you have a moth fact to share? And if so, what is it?
Well, to answer your first and most pressing question, Halloween, I feel like I overhype Halloween in my head every year. That was the problem. Like, I think I make it seem like Halloween is, like, the best holiday ever. I mean, Christmas is my favorite holiday, but I feel like I always, like, make it seem like Halloween weekend is going to be the weekend to end all weekends. And it's always just fine, though.
Like, interesting.
Yeah, like, I feel like I fall into that bad habit. But I've always just thought it was fun when you go to someplace and everyone is just dressed up as something. Because for me, it's like, I love people who commit to bits. Like, I love people who are, like...
Lucy loves the committers to the bitters.
I love the committers to the bitters. But I just love people who, like, aren't embarrassed to, like, have a little fun and be a little goofy and silly. And I feel like, I really have a lot more... I think people are a lot cooler when they're willing to do stuff that, like, might like, show that you care about science. Like, I think it's really cool to care about stuff and, like, put yourself in stuff.
You heard it here first. Lucy likes it when you care.
Like, I think it... I mean... Like, I was in Focus, right? I was, like, a Focus leader, right?
Focus, for those listening that don't go to Tufts, is a pre-orientation group at Tufts, which centers around community service.
Yeah, and so I had, like, all these first years, and we had to do all these dances, right? And, like, some of the freshmen, it makes sense, they're not super into it, but my favorite is, like, me and other Focus leaders were, like, super into the dances and, like, being, like, hey, like... It's a lot cooler to be into stuff and to, like, you don't have to act like you don't care about anything because it somehow is cool not to care about anything. It's really cool to just be like, heck yeah, I care about stuff.
Heck yeah, Lucy cares. Yeah,
I do care. So I feel like Halloween is fun because it's like, for a little bit, people all just are kind of like, this is a goofy, silly bit. You put on a costume and you go someplace and you're like, ah, look at my costume. And, like, I think that's really cool just to be like, you go to the place and everyone's just kind of committing to being a little goofy for a night.
I completely agree.
Yeah, is that what you also like about Halloween?
Yeah, I really like Halloween because it's super gay.
Yeah, okay,
and I love everyone embracing, like, I don't know, non-traditional, just like the queerness of it and like the non-tradition of it. And I also love candy corn.
Whoa.
I know, hot take, whoa, but I love my in-season fruits. I love my in-season fruits, aka candy corn and candy pumpkins. They're so good. But yeah, I mostly am here for the energy and good vibes.
And the whimsy.
And the whimsy, exactly. I'm here for the whimsy. Okay, to answer the next question.
Okay.
Do you have a moth fact? And if so, what is it?
Yeah, my moth fact.
Or a moth lie?
No, it's a fact.
It's a fact? Okay,
at
let's hear it. 18
weeks old, so not very long into it, so quite old for a moth. Maybe. How long
continue,
is a moth
continue. Depending on the moth. Depends.
Like, the average lifespan is probably like...
Well, some moths can live like 2 weeks, and some moths can live like months or years.
Yeah, so 18 weeks is a pretty simple statistic. So at 18 weeks old, moths tend to like to take off their wings and switch them for a new pair. Because usually, hear me out, in
so
the first
Lucy
18 weeks,
is lying to us.
No, in the first 18, imagine if I said you have to wear that shirt that you're wearing for 18 weeks.
So Lucy is a liar.
No, moths like to switch their wings.
And
fine,
with that, I'm going to force you to read the PSA.
Can I give you another moth fact?
Yeah,
At 153 weeks old, completely normal for a moth lifespan. You said it yourself, some of them can live for years. So at 153 weeks old, some moths no longer desire to eat cloth. And instead, they decide to feast on little blades of grass they find in the densest forests of the Medford-Somerville region. They all come to Medford and Somerville, and then they all eat my clothes.
How do I say you're a liar without being rude?
You don't, because I wouldn't. That's being so rude to your guests. Just give me the PSA.
All right. You know what time it is.
All right.
Listen up.
Okay.
Get excited.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits on this Halloween instead of candy.
Wow, Lucy's changed it up.
Dried
crazy.
Figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars. Boo! Preservatives. Boo! And other ingredients. Boo! But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than some candy or a processed snack. P.U. Yuck! Ugh! A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, brought to you by Danny Steinberg, who wants you to know that eating candy is awful, terrible, bad. Especially candy corn.
Slay.
I thought you liked candy corn.
I love candy corn. But I love dried fruits too.
But then it said that you didn't like.
You're
that.
A liar!
Why would you say that?
Up next on Epic Moth Time, we have I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free by Nina Simone.
Whoa. I wish I knew how it felt to tell the truth. <on your show. laughs>
Chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I
such a lovely song.
Yes.
That was I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free by Nina Simone. The one, the only.
Nina Simone.
Yeah. I think up next I'm going to play a little ditty that is very nice. a little witchy, a little cool. It's Ooh. Angels by Adrian Lenker, which Lucy wrote on the list as what is my favorite song or recently, something in
what,
recently.
How do you spell Lenker? Is
L-E-N-K-E-R, Lenker.
I have it down as that.
Amazing. It's Angels by Adrian Lenker.
L-E-N-K-E-R.
I step outside and make my way on from Carolina. Anyway, the weather blows, home is where I find you. With the aching side to ride the mighty wind and nothing more. Oh, I just wanna see you there, sleeping on my floor. Well, I don't really like you, I just wanna kiss you. I don't know how to love you, but some days I miss you. I just wanna see you there, sleeping on my floor. With the aching side to ride the mighty wind and nothing more. And I'm calling on angels now. I want them to set me free. I hope that they're real, though sometimes it feels like nobody's listening. Headed for the open road, she turned and slammed the door. Learning love ain't easy, child, when all you see is war. And I'm calling on angels now. I want them to set me free. I hope that they're real, though sometimes it feels like nobody's listening. Lying for shore with the aching side to ride the mighty wind and nothing more. She came and shook me tenderly one night while I was drinking. The alcohol was quick as sand and took me down to sinking. The sinking took me praying and I fell upon the floor. I said, I'm waiting for my time to go, please tell it to me, Lord. And I'm calling on sometimes it feels like nobody's listening. And the moon and the sun and the stars shine bright and high. And I can't help but wonder the way that the world goes by. Well, I hope that they're real and I hope they can hear me.
Angels by Adrian Lenker. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. We're kind of nearing the end of the show, so yeah, the last few songs are gonna be played. Stay tuned. Okay, bye.
Sweetest Karina.
side. I still haven't seen you, but I'm calling you all the time. Calling you all the time. Caught in the turning, losing the light. But I've learned to believe you when you say it'll be just fine. You say it'll be just fine.
Was Karina by Adrian Linker and Buck Meek. We have the last song of the show up next. I couldn't have a Halloween show and not play Phoebe Bridgers twice. So it's I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers. If you know, you know. Stay tuned.
Somewhere in Germany, but I can't place it. Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. But you had to go, I know, I know, I know. Like a wave that crashed and melted on the shore. Not even the burnouts are out here anymore. And you had to go, I know, I know, I know. Out in the park we watched the sunset. Talking on a rusty swing set. After a while you went quiet and I got mean. I'm always pushing you away from me, but you come back with gravity. And when I call you come home, a bird in your teeth. So I gotta go, I know. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it, I know, I know, I know. I gotta go now, I know, I know, I know.
open out into the sun. Let the ultraviolet cover me up. Went looking for a creation myth. Ended up with a pair of cracked lips. Windows down, scream along to some America First rap country song. A slaughterhouse.
It's us. We just wanted to sign off. My name is Danny.
My name is Lucy.
And you just listened to Epic Moth Time on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Peace out.
Bye.